Chapter 2. Stocking Up. A grocery store stood near the entrance to the forest preserve.
"There's no store inside the park," Mr. Alden said. "We'll do our shopping here."
His tail wagging, Watch followed them to the door.
"You can't come in,"
Benny told him. "Sit," Jessie said. Watch sat. Jessie put out her hand.
"Stay,"
she said. Watch cocked his head. He seemed to be saying, "I'll wait, but I don't like it." The woman behind the counter greeted them.
"Welcome,"
she said.
"Doris?"
Grandfather asked. The woman looked puzzled.
"Yes, I'm Doris, but I don't..."
Mr. Alden put out his hand.
"James Henry Alden,"
he said. The woman smiled and shook his hand.
"James, how nice to see you."
"It's been a long time," he replied.
"Too long," she said.
"These are my grandchildren," he said proudly. "This is Henry James. He's the oldest. He's in charge of food for the trip."
Henry smiled and held up his shopping list.
"Grandfather told us we could get everything we needed here."
"Then there's Jessie," Grandfather continued. "She's 12 and in charge of the map for our camping trip."
Jessie said, "Hello."
"Violet is our musician," Grandfather said. "She's only 10, but you should hear her play the violin."
Violet smiled shyly. "It's always good to have a little music in the woods," Doris said.
"And I'm Benny,"
the littlest Alden said.
"I'm 6. I help with everything."
"I'm happy to know such good campers," Doris said.
"So, Doris, are the campgrounds crowded?" Mr. Alden asked.
"No, things have been slow lately," Doris said. "Camping isn't what it used to be."
"How is your sister?" Mr. Alden asked.
Hildy, was that her name?"
"Yes, Hildy," Doris said. She glanced away. "She's, fine."
"I remember the two of you..."
"I'd rather not talk about Hildy," Doris interrupted.
"Oh, I'm sorry," Mr. Alden said. "I hope she isn't ill."
Ignoring that, Doris came around the counter.
"Let's see that shopping list," she said to Henry. "You probably want to get a move on."
They piled the groceries on the counter. Bread, peanut butter, jam, milk, eggs, pancake mix, syrup, crackers, cheese, hot dogs, cooked chicken, fresh vegetables, and fruit. All the things they would need for a few days in the woods.
"The marshmallows,"
Benny reminded them.
"And the graham crackers and chocolate bars,"
Violet added.
"And the ice," Henry said. "The ice machine is outside," Doris said.
Henry ran to get a bag. He brought it and the cooler back into the store. They unpacked the cooler and put in the ice and the perishable items. The remaining groceries, along with the dishes and cooking things, went into 2 boxes. Doris followed them to the door.
"I hope nothing spoils the trip for you," she said.
"I'm sure we'll have a wonderful time," Mr. Alden said as he put the boxes into the wagon.
Driving away, they waved to Doris, who was still standing in the doorway.
"What did she mean she hoped nothing would spoil our trip?" Henry asked. "And not wanting to talk about her sister, that was strange," Jessie said.
"She was so friendly at first,"
Violet put in.
"And then, suddenly..."
Mr. Alden nodded.
"She did act strangely. Not at all the way I remember her."
"What was her sister like?"
Violet asked.
"Hildy didn't like people very much," Mr. Alden replied. "She liked going off by herself. She lived in a cabin at the edge of the woods. The family owned it. They used it as a vacation hideaway until Hildy grew up. Then she moved into it full time. Still, Doris and Hildy were always close. He shook his head. It sure is a mystery, he said. Benny sighed.
I hope not, he said.
The children laughed. They knew exactly what he meant. They liked mysteries. They were good at solving them. But they were looking forward to a peaceful camping trip with no mystery to think about.